Mother's Day Sunday. Some people shell out money to take mom to brunch or buy flowers. Others may ignore it as a Hallmark holiday. In Philadelphia, a coalition of groups is marking the occasion by raising money to bail women with children out of jail. WHYY's Katie Culinary reports.
One third of the people sitting in Philadelphia's jails are there because they've been accused but not convicted of a crime. Many of them just can't afford to pay bail. A coalition of groups pushing to end the city's cash bail system is calling attention to the issue by taking part in National Mama's Bailout Day. Organizer Hiram Rivera says they started small, hoping to raise $6,000 over the course of the week.
We met that and exceeded that by $4,000 the first day, and so we upped it to $10,000 because the more money that we have, the more women we can bail out. And it just keeps growing and growing and growing.
As of this afternoon, they've raised more than $30,000 from about 700 people. Tomorrow, the groups will head to Riverside Correctional Facility, hoping to bail out 15 to 20 women in time to reunite with their families on Mother's Day. Any money left over will go to help other women next week.
I think it's a overwhelming condemnation of the bail system that people are so eager to give money.
Sarah Morris with the No 215 Jail Coalition says there are serious repercussions for women who get stuck in jail because they can't pay. She tells the story of one woman who was released in January after 3 years on $10,000 bail.
Which means that if she'd had $1,000, she could have gotten out. And she was a mother, and she lost custody of her kids during that time and lost, you know, a lot of connections and support. And at the end of those 3 years, the charges were dismissed.
The coalition plans to help the women released tomorrow with housing, job training, and other supports. Katie Culinary, WHYY News.